Hey everyone. Today we're diving into something fascinating in the Bitcoin world called Dog Mode. It's basically a special node configuration that lets you bypass those default relay policies in Bitcoin Core. Instead of filtering things, it accepts and broadcasts literally any transaction that meets the network's consensus rules.
It's a significant development. While it doesn't change the underlying cryptographic consensus of Bitcoin, it does reignite some really critical debates. We're talking about decentralization, censorship resistance, and how we actually govern the network.
Exactly. To really get our heads around the impact here, we have to draw a clear line between consensus rules and relay policies.
Right. Consensus rules are the hard boundaries. They're mandatory cryptographic rules that define what makes a valid block. Every single node has to follow them to keep the network integrity intact.
But relay policies are totally different. They're optional guidelines set by software clients like Bitcoin Core. They're just there to help manage things like transaction propagation, keeping the mempool size manageable, and prioritizing fees.
That's where Dog Mode comes in. It essentially rejects those optional filters. It prioritizes open access over network optimization.
And this really highlights a growing tension in Bitcoin's governance. It's such a decentralized ecosystem, after all.
Precisely. Since there's no central authority, the direction of the network emerges from a mix of developers, miners, node operators, and users.
Proponents of Dog Mode argue that true decentralization means node operators should have the autonomy to choose their own relay standards. It prevents any single software client from quietly marginalizing specific users or transaction types.
On the flip side, critics worry that abandoning standardized relay policies could lead to more spam. There's a risk of fragmenting the network and degrading the user experience by disrupting those predictable fee markets we rely on.
At its heart, though, Dog Mode is really about censorship resistance.
That's a crucial point. As block space gets more expensive, those default relay filters can inadvertently exclude low-fee transactions or privacy-enhancing techniques.
By relaying all consensus-valid transactions, Dog Mode ensures that no single client acts as a gatekeeper. It preserves Bitcoin's permissionless nature and protects our financial sovereignty.
The emergence of Dog Mode really serves as a stress test for Bitcoin's governance model.
As the network scales, finding that balance between efficiency and openness is going to become increasingly critical.
Looking ahead, we might see a resilient ecosystem with multiple coexisting relay standards, each serving different priorities. Or we might see a continued reliance on a dominant client that faces intense scrutiny over access control.
Ultimately, Dog Mode underscores that Bitcoin's strength lies in its adaptability, all without compromising those core principles we hold dear.
Absolutely. Its evolution will depend on the community's ability to balance innovation, decentralization, and an unwavering commitment to censorship resistance.